I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You just peeked the fuck out of your mic. I'm gonna turn your headset up just a hair so that you hear how loud you are.
Welcome back to Macabre Mondays, where mystery meets macabre with your favorite merry duo. I'm Ale.
And I'm Tom.
Your guides through the strange, the sinister, and the spooky, where I tell the stories and he gets dragged along for the ride.
Whoop whoop.
Choo choo.
Okay, now we're making fun of me being Thomas the Train. Well, that's messed up.
Today's episode is a special one because this is officially our episode. Well, this is officially episode 25.
Wow.
I know. And if you think about it, 52 weeks in a year.
It feels like we started yesterday.
I know. No, Joe, I feel like we barely made any type of dent in the podcast world, but then 25
is
a lot.
Honest to God, if you actually look at everyone that we have following, thank you all, by the way.
Yeah.
We've grown huge.
We have
so many followers, and yeah, this is amazing. We have people in Australia, UK, shout out
UK
to our new friends.
Yes, thank you guys so much. I mean, Canada too, the US. I mean, we're worldwide, baby. So sweet.
We're like Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, exactly. There's only 52 weeks in a year.
Very good, Katie.
We're practically halfway. What a milestone. This is so exciting. And we wanted to do something special on this episode and actually dedicate this to pretty much all our listeners with our very first ever listener stories. Before I jump in and scare the healing...
Not this again. You were on this all day today.
It's going to be... I know.
On this
so,
all...
What the helly? What
no.
the helly
no, no,
say?
No, 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 no,
what
no,
the
no, 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 no. We're done. Cut it.
But okay, so before I scare the living hell out of Tom with today's listener stories, because I already read the stories that they submitted.
No shit, Sherlock.
And wow, do you even want me to tell you anything? Because we'll just stop the mic.
How else would we have
edited the stories?
We'll
just stop the episode right now.
How else would we have edited the stories?
Do you want to let me talk? Damn. I have never been.
What the hell?
What the hell? Okay, no, seriously. Before I jump in and scare the living hell out of Tom with today's listener stories, I mean, obviously, I already read the stories that were submitted, of course, and they're so scary, creepy as fuck.
I could tell all day as I was working, you just kept jumping. Oh. I'd walk out of the room for like 5 minutes, come back, and all of a sudden you jumped.
Well, first off, you keep that office like a bat cave. So anything that comes in and out is freaky. So
because yeah. It's nice, it's cozy, it feels nice, the vibes.
Right. So that's exactly why I was jumpy. Well, it was pretty much that and the fact of the ambiance, because that's the thing. We love to set up an ambiance. Okay. Every time we record an episode, that's the vibe, because the minute we're in it,
I also think you were somewhere
better.
Else. I'm pretty sure you were checked into court today.
I was. That the Karen retrial is a verdict is in. It's not guilty on all murder charges. But yeah.
Are you a vampire now?
Yes, I was. Whatever. Let me get into this before I keep getting off the train of thought. What I wanted to say is that we just want to say thank you. Okay. Huge, huge thank you from the bottom of our spooky little hearts.
Shout out Australia. Shout out the UK. Our new friends over the sea.
Our new friends, everybody. Thank you guys for all the love, for all the support, the energy that you have given to Macabre Mondays. It fills our hearts and we're so grateful.
Kind of wild.
I know. No, it really is. Like, no joke. Hearing that you guys are enjoying the podcast, that you guys are
tuning
in.
You guys want to listen to us?
Yeah, like, you guys tune in every week to listen to a wife that is absolutely fascinated with the creepy and the macabre and all the weird stuff and dragging her poor husband into the mix.
Hey,
you know,
I'm here for all husbands, and all husbands also need to be dragged into here.
You
so I'm
represent.
Speaking to you wives.
You're like, listen,
drag your husband in.
That's right, drag him in. If Tom's
husband's
gotta do
getting
it,
mad at me, it's okay.
The husband's club.
If I gotta be part of this, you do too.
It's very true. And it's funny because when I started Macabre Mondays, I just wanted to have fun with Tom, and while I was already breaking down these cases from my detective couch, you know, just telling him after he got home from work and being like right before
bed.
Yeah,
this took a drastic turn, because now we have a podcast. We sit in a room with candles, red velvet. It's a dark room. This is terrifying now.
Red velvet? What's red velvet? The tablecloth. Yes. I thought like a cupcake.
Red felt.
You meant red felt, yeah. Red velvet. Yeah. But anyway, they know what you got.
You know what I meant.
They know what you got. And that's the thing. We thought like maybe there was going to be just like a handful of people that wanted to listen in. At the end of the day, we're like, whatever. It's just me. I don't have a 10-person investigative team or anything. It's really just me doing my research, going on my rabbit deep dives and stuff like that. So just to see that here we are 25 episodes in and somehow our little show has just turned into something so, so much bigger all worldwide. You guys, I know we're not naming a couple of the countries either, because we've been looking at the map and it's insane.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's truly wild.
It is so, it's so surreal, and it absolutely warms our heart that just people across the globe are tuning in every week, connecting with us, helping create this weird little spooky community in the world where we can just share into the strange, the sinister, and the spooky. You guys are truly our like macabre mob, and we're still working on that. Not patented.
Yeah, we're gonna come up with a bit. Like,
yeah,
we're testing everything, you know.
Yeah, brainwash. What's wrong with you? We gotta brainstorm some spooky gang names or something that really go with the podcast. I do remember somebody that was a listener. I said Macabre Mommy, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Like that.
Yeah, but we need the poppies, you know? We got a for the husbands.
My poppy.
Know. But I don't think Macabre Poppy is cute.
Work.
I don't like that. No. So anyways, if anybody's got any suggestions, share through. But every week, I look forward to telling Tom these stories that keep me up at night. And now getting to share them with you too from my perspective, just, I don't know, it's just something so special. It really is. And Tom's also like, finally, somebody
else
is also listening.
Honestly, you've gotten me to where I'm numb now.
I
feel like I've gotten so numb. We went and watched a few movies that should have messed me up really bad. And instead I came out and I was like, man, the cinematics in that movie, the way they filmed
it
was so well done.
You can appreciate it a lot better.
10 years ago,
before.
I would have been, I'm not sleeping tonight, not sleeping tomorrow.
You're like, I'm more of a romance, a rom-com kind of guy, drama,
I'm a Hallmark
John
person.
Wick.
I am a Hallmark person at heart, guys.
Very Golden Retriever, yes. This is the perfect rendition of Golden Retriever and Black Cat relationship, no joke. And I know there's plenty of relationships out there like that. So if you, let us know who's a Black Cat and who is the Golden Retriever in your relationship, because
I know
that's going to say. say a lot.
There's others.
You guys are always messaging us on socials, liking all the spooky content that I post. And, you know, just with you guys submitting your own stories or just tuning in while you're folding laundry or walking your dog, you've really helped make Macabre Mondays what it is today. I'm in shock. So thank you for letting us into your lives, your routines. And hopefully we've kind of been in your little nightmares because, you know, rare.
I swear, if somebody comments, yeah, I had a nightmare of Tom last night, I'm going to be like, what the hell did I do? I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, it's going to be like, dude, you forced me to listen to my wife tell me about her crazy stories.
Oh, in that case, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, we love you guys. We really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. So, but now before I start on our very special episode of Listener Tales, dim the lights. Listen to this at night or in the dark. Highly recommended, okay? Light a candle. Cozy up with a blanket. I don't know, whatever the hell you do to get comfy and spooky or whatnot. I'm not one to tell anybody what to do, so just do whatever the fuck you want. But I had chills.
Hold on.
What?
I gotta ask, because we got like 17 candles in here, but there's one that's scented.
That's right.
Which one is that, and what is the scent? Because it smells nice.
It's this one right here, the pink one. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I can't see the label. What's it called?
Black Cherry Merlot by Bath and Body Works. You really
didn't have to add in the Bath and Body Works because I kind of assumed almost. Guys, Candle Day, that is my wife's like number one day every year.
Yes, no joke. I can't. That's.
And then throughout the year, we'll drive by and I'm like, oh, I got to run to this location. I got to go to the store real quick. Oh, you mean next to Bath and Body? You mean near Barnes and Noble too?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Guess we're going to stop in both of those too.
We sure are.
But guess what? I always get my McAllister sweet tea just because we're also in that same area. So
yes, we sure do.
The trifecta.
You do. It's true. It's true. Now, are you ready to listen to some spooky ass stories?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I had chills when I was reading this, and we're going to start off. This first story comes from Mercedes. You can find her on TikTok at Sadie Michelle, which, by the way, everybody, I will post everybody's handles to whomever wanted their name to be mentioned in their story or whatnot. And or, you know, if you wanted to remain anonymous, we won't mention anything at all, of course. So this first story comes from Mercedes. She sent in a creepy experience that she had. Now, she didn't title the story or whatnot, so I'm going to label it Mom's Upstairs.
Oh, already not liking this.
Are you ready?
As much as I can be.
The weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. My brother and I got home from school one day and noticed our mom's car wasn't in the driveway. But her car had been acting up, so we just figured it was in the shop. We assumed she was home anyway. She usually was at that time. We went inside, started making ramen, and swore we could hear her walking around upstairs. But she never came down, so I called her. She picked up after one ring. Are you home? I said. She said, I'm upstairs. I said, I don't see your car. Again, she says, I'm upstairs. That was it. The call lasted about 30 seconds. She didn't say anything else. 10 minutes later, she walks through the front door. We asked why she said she was upstairs. She had no idea what we were talking about, swore she never even talked to me. I showed her my call log. It proved the call happened. She shows me hers. No call from her at all.
Get the fuck out of here.
To this day, I don't know who or what I was talking to, but it had my mom's voice exactly.
Nah.
Ooh, I got chills.
I don't like this. It takes me back to when we lived in our other house.
Oh my God, yes. The last house.
Hello?
Yeah, Tom was getting.
Dude, she threw a rubber mallet at my ass.
She did. Tom was getting flirted with by whoever owned the
home.
Hold
on. Throwing a rubber mallet is flirting?
I don't know. That's how they used to do back then, you know?
What?
No, I'm joking. No, but he did. It was random. Like the last house we lived in, he kept getting somebody kept calling out to him saying hello. I never heard it.
It was clear
and it would be around
day.
Me that he'd be like, what did you say? Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't say anything.
Y'all, I already have bad hearing. So I just assumed that I couldn't hear shit. And so when I would hear it, Holly says she didn't say anything. That should have freaked me out. There was one day, clear as day, I knew for a fact she was at the, our house was really wide. It was one story and it was really wide. And I remembered Ale was in our room in the bathroom. So I knew she was on the opposite side.
I was on the opposite side.
And I was in our guest bedroom, which was kind of like set back in this hallway on the other side of the house. And I clear as day heard, hello?
Yeah,
I ignored that shit because I knew where she was and I immediately knew, oh, this is not her. I walked straight out of the hallway.
Well, and it's crazy
so
because
screw shit like that.
You were so Mercedes, thanks for triggering Tom because he is not
this is
happy
story
to know
one,
that.
And now I'm not going to want to sleep.
No, I know. But that instance was so crazy, which also reminds me of here because you would call out. Well, you wouldn't call out, but she'd say hello and you'd be like, yeah, who, you know, babe, did you call me? What'd you say? Yeah. What do you need? And I remember those moments because you were freaked out, like super freaked out about it.
Well, yeah, because you would always be, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And initially, I'll be completely honest. Initially, I was thinking, you know, maybe my fiance at the time was going a little nutty. And then I realized very quickly when it started happening and you weren't home or you weren't anywhere near me. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
She was telling the truth.
No. And one of the times that whatever called, like that lady called out to you, I was right next to you. And where were you?
Yes.
I was right next to you and you were like, did you hear that? And I'm like,
yeah, because
it was coming from
that
hallway.
And it was one of those things that I just genuinely, I knew in my head, I said, Ale is right next to me. There's
no
freaking way she didn't hear that. Because that was clear as day. It wasn't a whisper. It was as if you were talking at a normal inside voice.
I know.
Calling somebody down the hall.
No, and it's crazy. Then we saged the house and he never heard her again. But it
never
was,
heard her
yeah,
again.
It was crazy. And I mean, honestly, Mercedes, this story, I mean, let us know. Because I'm curious to know, like, did your mom, did it happen again at all? Did your mom say anything else? Like, does she believe you guys? Because that is so creepy. What ended up happening?
Did you have a bath and body candle lit?
did you end up going upstairs after it happened? Like, I want to know a little bit more of the story.
Yes, for real. Because
now I'm like creeped out.
I would never go upstairs.
I'd be like, we need to sell the house now. Call the realtor. I'm out. Burn the house down. I don't give a fuck.
I would keep the lights on 24/7.
Oh, I mean, well.
Especially if I'm going upstairs. Wait, also, was this like an attic or
not as like Mercedes, we're gonna need a floor plan as well.
Yeah, drop the full architectural layout of your house, that way we fully understand.
No, that story was super creepy. I got chills when I read it and I was like, ooh. So thanks again, Mercedes, for letting us use your story.
Yes,
so creepy.
Thank you for triggering me.
Yes, thank you.
Brings back memories I shut out.
All right, are you ready for
fuck
listener story number two?
No.
Do you want to know what the title of the story is?
Not really.
Okay, well, I'm going
to
tell you anyways.
I feel like I'm listening to Nuke's Top 5 in person.
That's really what it is. Our next story is titled Cuban Folklore.
Oh, what the hell? Anything Hispanic is already terrifying.
So let's throw it on there, okay?
This one's
from a listener who wanted to stay anonymous. And honestly, after reading what happened, I don't blame them.
Nah.
Are you ready?
No.
This is a true story. Actually, it's a few stories that are all connected, but they all center around one thing, witchcraft in Cuba. More specifically, Santería, which comes from the Yoruba religion in Africa. It's real, it's alive, and it's not what most people think. In that world, there's a deity named Alegua. He's the one who opens the roads, spiritually, physically, emotionally. Nothing happens without his say. No ritual, no prayer, no blessing goes through unless Alegua approves first. But you can't just pray to him casually. You have to be initiated, and that doesn't happen unless you're chosen. You need a godfather in the religion to guide you. And you have to go through a ritual where the priest asks Alegua if he accepts you. Most people get rejected. I wasn't. At that time, I was 12 years old. I had gotten very sick, and no doctor could figure it out. It got to a point where my family didn't know what else to do. Someone in my family had been through the initiation already, so they took me to the Babaloa, a kind of priest in the religion. I didn't really have a choice. I was a kid. I just went along with what they told me. After the ritual, I was given a few sacred objects. One was the figure of Alegua himself. It's made of stone and earth and filled with things I still don't fully understand. It includes rocks, shells, bones, blood. It's sealed shut and it can never be opened. Then there's something else. A small goblet with a rooster figure on the top. Inside that goblet is my life, literally. It holds parts of my blood, along with animal remains and other ingredients I was never told. It's deeply sacred. It can't be tipped, touched by anyone, or disrespected. That goblet represents my soul. If it breaks or spills, they say I could die. You're also given a metal tin that holds your warriors, small tools, and symbols of protection. All of these things work together to guard you, but they need to be fed. You feed them with sacrifice. Animal blood, especially from chickens and doves, is poured over the pieces. Sometimes they're covered in feathers for a day to let the blood sink in, and then you can clean them by hand. It's physical, spiritual, and heavy, but that's the commitment. The crazy part is, after I was initiated, my illness vanished. Gone. Yo, what?
What the fuck over there fell?
Nothing fell.
No, so... Oh, it was the wax. It was the wax.
Oh, of the candle? Sir.
Okay, no.
The crazy part is, after I was initiated, my illness vanished. Gone. Within 2 months, I didn't need treatment anymore. I just got better, like it never had happened. Years later, my godfather, who had walked me through all this, gave me something. A small packet. I still don't know what's inside. He told me it was powerful, that I could use it to make one wish. But what?
Yo, I'm getting...
You're getting freaked out?
Dude, I just... I won't lie. I personally feel like there's so...
So many shadows, because it's like...
Yes, I just feel like... I won't lie. There, it feels like there's a very heavy presence of people just like standing around this room staring in as you're telling this story. I don't like it.
Oh, turn on the light. Turn on the light. It's because we're talking about scary stories. That's why.
Keep going.
Okay. Does that work better for you?
I'm still fucking terrified. Especially that wax just fucking fell. That wax has been stuck to that candle for how long?
I know, but because it just turned on, maybe.
Just go.
Okay.
Phoebe, lay the hell down, woman.
I still don't know what's inside. He told me it was powerful, that I could use it to make one wish, but never for death, never for money. If I did, something bad would happen. He gave me that packet shortly before he died. At that point, things in Cuba were getting worse, and my family wanted to leave. If you've ever been through that process, you know how impossible it can be. You wait, you apply, you get denied. It goes on for years. But I used the packet. I asked for a way out. 3 months later, we were gone. Since then, I haven't asked Alegua for anything else. But I keep him in my house. I can't leave him behind. That figure and that goblet, those are me. If I lose them, I lose everything. Now Alegua helped me. He opened a road that felt impossible. But I've seen what happens when people misuse that power. My aunt went through the same ritual, but she didn't use it for a healing or protection. She got greedy. She asked for things she shouldn't have. She's now serving 20 years in prison. That's another story for another day. But I'll say this. Alegua gives, he listens, but he also tests you. You don't play with him, because when he opens a road, you have to walk it, whether you like where it leads or not.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
I've got chills.
No.
They're multiplying, okay?
I'm not fucking with this story. And I'm losing control.
Have you ever heard of Cuban folklore like Santeria?
Fuck no.
And not the sublime version. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. If I had $1 million.
Okay.
I didn't even think I knew the lyrics.
I'd spend it all.
go.
I didn't even realize that was what they were singing about. But screw that.
That's creepy.
Screw that.
I know.
There, there's a fine line.
Well, I mean,
this, you know what this reminds me of?
Desperate time calls for desperate measures. What?
And I hope one day we'll cover it in an episode. I'm sure we will.
Probably will.
The I can't think of the, what the fuck it's called. It's the somebody in the comments is probably going to comment about it because I don't think you know a lot about it. It's the secret men, rich, powerful men's club that's out towards California, but it's in the woods.
Oh, the owl thing? Owl yes. statue stuff? Yeah, you that's know what a I'm creepy. Talking about. Yeah.
There's a specific name for it.
I forgot what they're called. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what this
that's
is giving
creepy
me.
Creepy vibe.
Yeah. Fucking freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Especially because it's like, why is it all rich, powerful men?
I mean,
what are you sacrificing to continue to gain wealth?
I know. I know. Very true. Very true.
And then same thing with it. What the fuck?
You're like,
yo,
I'm
we had
you.
To stop and turn the lights on.
We did. We got so freaked out. Well, Tom was like, what the fuck fell back there?
Nah, y'all don't understand. We have candlesticks and the wax fell. The wax fucking fell.
Tom is seeing every little movement in this room right now as an enemy.
It felt like people were closing in on us.
Yeah, Tom's like, it feels like people are standing around us watching.
I won't lie. All that I kept thinking of, all my elder emos, you've played Guitar Hero. The devil demon dude that you play
Georgia
against.
Yeah.
That's all that I felt like was standing right outside of our window.
My gosh.
Just like crouching in with like multiple smaller versions of him.
Oh, babe.
I was not enjoying this.
Jeez. Okay, well, the next one isn't going to be as
whoever
insane.
Sent that in.
It's a non.
I don't like you.
I'm glad that you're doing well, though. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, that's amazing. Whatever you got to do.
Have a great life.
Whatever you got to do to get things done. But I have heard of the Santeria and stuff like that.
Freaks me out, man.
All right. Up next is a story from Celine. And her TikTok handle is @CelineArmenta22. There was no title to this story. So I titled it, Fell Asleep on the Couch.
You're like, you know what? I don't know this. Sounds
okay.
A little better. I'd do that.
One of the creepiest things that happened to me happened a couple years back. I fell asleep on the couch while watching TV with my husband, and I woke up to hearing and seeing a little boy running around with a ball. I was about to tell him to stop because he can break something with it when I realized I wasn't able to. The little boy chased the ball close to the TV, and I heard my husband say the TV was acting up. I started to freak out when out of nowhere I hear, shh. I was able to see a woman and a man in the kitchen telling the little boy to keep quiet by signaling to him. He then pointed at me and then just stood there frozen, looking at me, making me realize they were fully aware of me being there.
Yo.
It's giving Insidious vibes. It's giving
Insidious
vibes. Celine, girl, what the helly? What the helly y'all say?
One, why is your first thought?
Let me stop this random kid from,
and
I'd
not,
be scared.
Who's
though.
This random kid?
You're like, what the fuck is this random kid doing in here?
I'm sorry. That random kid in my house, I'd be thinking, I don't have a kid.
Yes,
what the
so
fuck
bad.
Is my TV? But
that's
then I also,
bad.
I'm sure you've had this.
What?
I've been in dreams like that.
Yeah.
Where you try to talk or you try to control it. And it's almost as if you're on the verge of being awake and asleep.
Yes.
And like your dream and REM sleep. And you can't actually control anything. Or your eyes, I don't know if you've ever had this. It almost feels like you can't open your eyes all the way.
No, I've never had that, but I've heard.
I've had that, and
I've heard
that
of
one
that.
Sucks so bad, and that's what this has given me is almost paralysis.
Yeah, but not
dream,
full. Yeah.
To where you're trying, but you just can't do shit.
It's honestly really giving
Screw
me
that.
The Insidious vibe. You remember in Insidious 1 when he ends up coming back into the house when he tries to travel, like astral travel? And he comes back into the house and then he sees a like it's his house and he sees a family sitting on his couch.
Yeah.
And they're staring at him. That's the exact vibe I got off of this. That shit freaked me out.
Especially the
I'd be like what the fuck with that? Now I'm gonna be louder.
The family's like
loud as hell. You said I'm mute.
She doesn't know that this is our house.
Yeah, like excuse me.
What?
This is my house, bitch. Get the fuck out. No, Celine, for real, girl. How you holding up? How's everything going? Has anything else happened? Yeah. Who was that kid? Did you at all? Was there any type of connection? What did your husband say?
That's a good question.
Yeah. What did your husband say? Okay. Moving on to our fourth submission. Okay. It's called Bourbon Street. I titled it that.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I titled it that.
You
and
like
you'll see why.
St. Louis?
Now, this listener wanted to remain.
Not St. Louis. My bad.
What are you talking about? New Orleans. You're talking
about New Orleans. That's what it is.
Okay. This listener wanted to remain anonymous, and you'll understand why.
Dude, so far the first anonymous, I'm not liking
it. I don't like the anons.
When they come in anon, then it's immediately bad vibes, bad juju. I already know you're coming in hot.
Don't. The craziest, creepiest thing that ever happened to me was in my 20s. I was a stripper on Bourbon Street at Rick's Cabernet. We had a couple that came in quite regularly, and they asked me and another girl to come hang out with them after work. I accepted, but when it came time to walk with them to the hotel, my body and brain screamed louder than it's ever screamed to stop. I didn't go. A week later, I found out that they tied up the girl and skinned her face and left her alive that way in the room. She's still having surgeries to this day. You can't convince me intuition isn't real.
Get the fuck out. Yeah.
I know.
I'm about to go look up articles about this shit. There's no way that didn't hit the news.
I mean, you know how many cases that we've already covered that you're like,
her fucking face got ripped the fuck off.
But didn't we cover the Fox Hollow Farm murders? And that's literally in Indiana. So many people have never heard of it.
Okay, there's.
I know, but I'm just giving an example. I'm
also
just giving a side-by-side comparison.
Shameless plug, go listen to those episodes. They're phenomenal. We put a lot. Well, we loved that episode.
It was.
I feel like that really got both of us fired up. It was a great episode. But
yeah,
that's a different case to me. This.
No,
she
I
got
get
her
it.
Fucking face ripped off.
But
bro.
Again, there is a lot of other stuff. There's a lot of other stuff.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. But I mean,
her fucking face.
Listen, Anon, thanks for submitting your story.
Are you good?
Yeah, are you good? Hopefully, everything's all set.
I'm assuming you're probably definitely a lot more cautious, though, too.
Oh, I would only assume 100%. So.
100%.
Yeah, I would only assume so. No, but glad that you listened to your intuition. And for those people out there, honestly.
I don't want to go to Bourbon Street.
I mean, Bourbon Street has a lot of dark history. A lot of dark history, a lot of dark magic.
Here goes another episode.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, thanks, Anon, for submitting your story. That was rough.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, our next submission actually comes from a podcast over the UK.
Mm-hmm.
The Do You Dare podcast. I know we mentioned them before in another episode. And I absolutely love. Like I said, we are just so grateful that we just had this community that we're all building and getting to meet so many different podcasters out there, people that are also doing similar genres or their own spin on things. It's like the coolest thing ever. So, M, thank you so much for sending in your submission. Tom, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I also want to go visit them.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus, I want to go to Clarkson Farms and get some jelly.
Okay. We'll definitely do that. Hey, Alec, and hey to the one and only listener-in-chief, Tom.
Oh, that's me.
Mm-hmm. It's M here from Do You Dare podcast, and I promised to write you a listener tale, so here it is. In your best British accents, please.
Oh, no.
Okay, on to my story. I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't think so. Okay, on to my story. Actually,
that was pretty great.
Okay, but I won't be able to keep it up. Diddly-doo. So this took place around the time when I was 10 or 11, and I have changed some of the names, but let me tell you about my maybe not so terrifying chimney. As a kid, I grew up in this old schoolhouse towards the end of this quiet street. Now, growing up on the Isle of Wight, there is some sort of nature and history everywhere, and this was true for where we lived at the time. The road at our end tapered off into a gravelly farm track that led down to a series of working farms. And about 5 minutes away from was a castle that had been there since the 12th century, where we used to play a lot growing up. The road itself was quiet, and as children, it was the kind of road where you could ride your bikes and play freely, and it's during the time that I met a girl my age who lived a little further up, and for the sake of the story, I'm going to call her Piper. So Piper and I became best friends, and the way that you do at that age when you're in close proximity and you have the chance to hang out all the time, Her and I were very alike, and we were at each other's house constantly. Now, one of the things you have to know about Piper during this time was that she was absolutely obsessed with Doctor Who, which for anyone who doesn't know is a British sci-fi TV show about a time-traveling person named the Doctor who would fight aliens and robots, etc., and could actually be kind of scary at times, especially to a kid. But my friend loved it and had a huge crush on the actor who had recently taken over the role at the time, David Tennant. So Piper had called for a sleepover, which we'd agreed place at my house. So at the time, I had one of those old chunky box TVs in my bedroom, and she said she'd bring over her Doctor Who boxes and we'd have a TV marathon. To give you the same context about my house at the time, it was old. It was two stories, old faded red brick with a large bay window that jutted out at the front on both levels. There were two sets of chimneys and fireplaces built into the house, one set that ran up the left edge, leaving classic fireplaces in the downstairs lounge and my parents' bedroom, and the second set that left the same old fireplaces in the dining room and what was my bedroom. My room was decorated at the time with a sea mural my mother had painted on one of the wall, with the fireplace taking up the other. There was a window seat that sat in front of the large bay windows that overlooked the street below, and a bunk bed in the back corner, but one of those that had the bed on top and the desk with the pull-out sofa underneath. Next to the fireplace, between that and the window, lay a small cabinet that held my TV. That evening, as Piper arrived, we decided we'd set up on the floor in front of the TV, laying out cushions and sleeping bags that we knew we weren't really going to need, as we planned to do an all-nighter, which really I've never slept well, but kid me, was the kind of weirdo that who enjoyed that and would function perfectly well the following day. Adult me would die. Then again, I was the youngest teenager who, when I couldn't sleep, I'd go wandering the streets and up to the castle at 2 a.m. to go watch the stars or look for ghosts. So young me was wild and liked to give my mom breakdowns, thanks to insomnia and mental illness. Also, this sounds terrifying, but you have to remember this was the 2000s, and that area of the island was known to be an incredibly safe place, though that did nothing to relax my mother. Anyway, back to the story in hand, Piper and I were enjoying our night. We were young, staying up way past our bedtime and that sort of childhood defiance that only seemed to embolden us more, and we had a whole host of snacks to keep us fueled. It was probably around 4 a.m. The sky was beginning to change from the inky black of night to the dust-dark blues of early morning. As we pressed play on yet another episode of our TV show, both of us were equally spooked by its content, as my friend made hard eyes at a certain Doctor who had retaken the screen when I heard it. A faint scratching sound. I turned to my friend to ask if she'd heard it over the low volume of my old TV, but she was too engrossed in the scene playing out to have noticed. Waving it off is possibly something that was in my head thanks to the particularly creepy episode that had been playing prior. I tried to brush it off, but only a little while later, the noise came again, louder this time, a scratching against metal. I turned to my friend, only to realize this time she'd heard it too. It wasn't in my head. "What was that?" she asked, the early signs of fear washing her features. "I don't know," I told her. We lowered the volume off the TV even more, just waiting with bated breaths to see if the noise would show itself again. We didn't have to wait long for the eerie scratching to restart. "I think it's coming from the chimney," I pointed out. We continued to listen, and sure enough, we had located the source of the sound. We huddled together on our cushioned bed, debating who should be the one to get closer and investigate. I put up an argument that was swiftly beaten by being told that it was my house, therefore I had to be the one to do it. I crept close to the dark fireplace, only to retreat back after the sound came again. Only this time, it was accompanied with bits of twigs and dirt falling from above. Whilst I wanted to nope the fuck out of there and get my dad, I was reminded that it was 4 in the morning and we definitely should have been asleep. And at that age, a ghost or a demon or weeping angel, a Doctor Who thing, is nothing compared to a pissed off parent who's been woken up before sunrise. So instead, we chose to take the tried and tested method of, if you ignore the scary thing, it's not there. We turned back up the TV and try to focus on the screen, but the sense of fear refused to leave us. We look over at one another as the sounds continued, making eye contact but refusing to say a word. It's not happening. We don't acknowledge it. It's not there. It can't get us if we pretend it isn't real. Another hour and another episode went by, but the noises never stopped. We tried unsuccessfully to ignore the sounds of our new chimney ghost, as I silently blamed my parents for picking up an old-ass creepy house with retro trim chimneys when they decided they wanted to start a family. All of a sudden, we heard a bang, the sound of something dropping. Piper let out a quiet yelp as I felt my soul leave my body through my ass as I jumped back, startled by the noise that had come, once again from the chimney. I've never been good with noise jump scares, and I'm still not, a source of great amusement to my fiancé every time I suggest we watch a horror movie. I held my breath once more as she forced me to forward to go and check it out. As I get closer, another noise sounded, a frantic flapping, a panic squeak. What the bloody hell is the ghost doing? I asked myself. Then I plucked up the courage to put my head up into the fireplace and look up at the gate, and that blocked the shaft of the chimney from the bit below. My friend still staring anxiously at me, startled as I let out a deep laugh. Some ghost, I said through my watering eyes, unable to stop the belly laughter that now seeped from my chest. We spent the past few hours terrified of a pigeon that's now fallen down the chimney.
Yeah.
So that's my tale of how terrifying chimney ghost just turned out to be a pigeon with no sense of direction. If you're ever wondering about the fate of the pigeon, my dad did get awoken and saved it from the fireplace before releasing it back outside. And if I had a pound or dollar for every time a bird fell down my chimney in an old spooky house, I'd have two. Which, as Dr. Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb would say, isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice. And it did at least 14 years later when a baby seagull my fiancé decided to name Shankly after the Liverpool manager came tumbling down my new chimney as well. It was also rescued and taken to a bird sanctuary. Maybe in the future I'll tell you about the castle I grew up by. The lady in red my fiancé is convinced haunts our current house. Or the times my friend Piper used to sleepwalk and say the most demonic things. But for now, that's all, folks. Hope you enjoy my not-so-scary tale. And if you like that, Ollie and Tom, do please come check out their British sibling counterparts over at our podcast, Do You Dare? Keep making great content and keep being the amazing listener-in-chief that the world never knew they needed. All the spooks and scares from your friends across the pond. Aw, thanks, Em. That was so funny. I really didn't know where that was going to head.
You know, you absolutely had me there. I was very... I honestly believed that something terrifying was going to come and get me.
It's getting a little Australian. I'll be honest.
Well, I am an All Blacks fan, so...
Okay, well, anyways, that was honestly so cute. I love the whole layout of it. It also reminds me of this book that I read once. I forgot what it's called. I'm going to have to figure it out and I'm going to send it to you guys. But love the story. Thank you guys so much for sharing it and for all the support that we're getting over there in the UK. You guys rock.
Also, All Blacks are New Zealand, not Australia, but that's on me.
Yeah, that's on you. Now, how are you feeling, Tom? Because we've come to the end of our first listeners episode.
Well, to be completely honest.
Yes, be honest.
I feel good. With the way that we ended.
Right.
Bam, thank you. You guys made my day. That was a great story to end on.
Yeah, because I was kind of on the edge of my seat.
I'll be completely honest. Initially, I was kind of leaning, oh, is she going to say that it was a squirrel?
You're like, no way.
And then it ended up being a pigeon. So I appreciate
that. I was thinking some type of murderer at first, but that's where always my head goes. Like, I was going to say, dead body. Also very, murder.
You are also very protective, so...
Yeah, yeah. Know,
you're always on edge.
Yeah, and I think it was a good way to end the episode, yes. Because the other...
Whoever number one Anon was, you're not allowing me to say that. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Look at your phone because of the photos I sent you. That was just kind of showing you more of the Cuban folklore. That's all, folks. That's just one wife traumatizing her husband one story at a time, okay?
Not having it.
Now you want to go watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Yes, I would like to go watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go watch Family Guy.
Yeah, I was going to say Family Guy is always a nice pick-me-up, especially when I'm feeling spooks. When I'm feeling super spooks. But people, please, 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 please keep sending your stories. These were honestly so much fun to read and also so creepy. We got the chills. No joke. Tom was not feeling good during this episode.
No, there was a few times that I genuinely wanted to just turn the lights on.
Well, we did turn on the lights at one point.
Okay, you're right. We did.
And we had to change the TV. We had an ambiance on the TV. Now we have a guy.
He's got a kitty cat.
Yeah, he's got a cat. He's rubbing some bowls. Yeah,
you know, what is that called? The sound fucking thing?
Hold on.
It's the bowls that make, like, music and stuff. They're the...
Fuck. I lost it. Anyways. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, the frequency sounds or something. Yeah, whatever. Anyways. Anyways, send in your stories. This is honestly so much fun.
Hey.
Well,
that's my line.
Oh, yes, it is. Let me do mine and then I'll let you do yours. But
hit it.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thanks for joining us today on Macabre Mondays. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
And as Ali already tried saying before, if you have a story that's downright strange, sinister, or just spooky, doesn't matter how small it may be, we want it sent our way.
Yes.
You guys absolutely crushed it. For our first listener episode, this has been freaking amazing. I'm not sleeping tonight.
No.
I can't tell you how excited I was. I was playing Earth, Wind, and Fire as we were getting ready to come into this episode just because of how excited I was.
Psych.
So please, send us your stories. You can email us at macabremondayspodcast@gmail.com or head over to macabremondays.com to submit your story. Yours just might be featured in an upcoming listener episode.
Follow us on social media by searching Macabre Mondays for photos of today's episode, updates, and a little extra spooky fun. We'll see you next Monday for another sinister, strange, and spooky episode. Stay tuned. More mysteries just around the corner. But until then, stay curious and stay safe, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.